जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपीजन भौवा गिरिवरधारी गोपीजन भौवा गिरिवरधारी ईश्वरानंदना ब्रज जनरंजना ईश्वरानंदना ब्रज जनरंजना यमुना तीरा वन चारी यमुना तीरा वन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपीजन भौवा गिरिवरधारी जय गोपीजन भौवा गिरिवरधारी ईश्वरानंदना ब्रज जनरंजना ईश्वरानंदना ब्रज जनरंजना यमुना तीरा वन चारी यमुना तीरा वन चारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज का आचार्य अष्टोत्तरस्त श्री श्रीनरेश भक्तिवीरांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय इतय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि गुरु समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय हा गौ श्री समुद्रवती हा गौ श्री श्री गुरु गौरांग नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो Srimad-Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 4, The Atrocities of King Kamsa, text number 10 through 13. Text 10 and 11. Divya-Srag Ambaralepa Ratna-Bharana-Bhushita Dhanu-Shuleshu-Charmasi Shankachakra-Gadadhara Siddha-Charna-Gandharva Apsara kinarogai upahitauru balabhi stiyamanidam abravit. The goddess Durga was decorated with flower garlands, smeared with sandalwood pulp, and dressed with excellent garments and ornaments made of valuable jewels. Holding in her hands a bow, trident, arrows, a shield, a sword, a conch shell, a disc, and a club, and being praised by celestial beings like Apsaras, Kinnaras, Uragas, Siddhas, Charmas, and Gandharvas, who worshipped her with all kinds of presentations, she spoke as follows. King Maya Hataya Manda Jata Kalu Tavanta Krit. I should speak this in an angry voice because that's how she's speaking. Yatra kwa va purva shatrur mahingshi kripanan rita. O Kamsa, you fool, what will be the use of killing me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead who has been your enemy from the very beginning and who will certainly kill you has already taken birth somewhere else. Therefore, do not necessarily kill other children. So we'll chant this one together. Iti prabhasya tandevi Maya Bhagavati Bhuvi Bahunama Niketeshu Bahunama Babhuva Iti Prabhashyatam Devi Maya Bhagavati Bhuvi Bahunama Niketeshu Bahunama Bhabhuva Iti Prabhashyatam Devi Maya Bhagavati Bhuvi Bahunama Niketeshu Bahunama Bhabhuva. board meetings. Iti, in this way. Prabhasha, addressing. Tam, Kamsa. Devi, the goddess Durga. Maya, Yoga Maya. Bhagavati, possessing immense power like that of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhuvi, on the surface of the earth. Bahunama, of different names. Niketeshu, in different places. Bahunama, different names. Babuva, became. Ha, indeed. Translation. After speaking to Kamsa in this way, the goddess Durga, Yoga Maya, appeared in different places, such as Varanasi, and became celebrated by different names, such as Annapurna, Durga, Kali, and Bhadra. Srila Prabhupada's purport. The goddess Durga is celebrated in Calcutta as Kali, in Bombay as Manda Devi, in Varanasi as Annapurna, in Cuttack as Bhadrakali, and in Ahmedabad as Bhadra. Thus, in different places, she is known by different names. Her devotees are known as Shaktas, or worshippers of the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Whereas worshippers of the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself are called Vaishnavas. Vaishnavas are destined to return home back to Godhead in the spiritual world, whereas the Shaktas are destined to live within this material world to enjoy different types of material happiness. In the material world, the living entity must accept different types of bodies. Brahman sarvabhutani yantrarudhani mayaya. Bhagavad Gita 18:61. According to the living entity's desire, Yoga Maya, or Maya, the goddess Durga, gives him a particular type of body which is mentioned as yantra, a machine. But the living entities who are promoted to the spiritual world do not return to the prison house of a material body. Chatra deham punarjanma naiti mam iti sojuna. The words janma na iti indicate that these living entities remain in their original spiritual bodies to enjoy the company of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the transcendental abodes of Vaikuntha and Vrindavan. Om jnana timurandhasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshurun militam yena tasmai shri guruve namaha. Iti prabhashyatam devi maya bhagavati bhuvi bahunama niketeshu bahunama bhuvaha. After speaking to Kamsa in this way, the goddess Durga, Yoga Maya, appeared in different places, such as Varanasi, and became celebrated by different names, such as Annapurna, Durga, Kali, and Bhadra. Today we're speaking about Maya, a subject I've been preparing my whole life to speak on. Been absorbed in this topic for many years. This is, of course, a wonderful pastime where Kamsa takes this little girl, newborn infant, is ready to smash her against the rock. Such a wicked demon he was. Completely heartless. So she calls him a fool, says you're trying to kill the person who's going to kill you, but he's already been born, so just stop this nonsense. Stop killing children. And then she appeared in different places and was known by different names in different places. Probably mentions in the purport here some of these. One that's most interesting to me is Manda Devi,
You know, in India in recent years, names of cities have been changed back to the original. More Hindu. This has something to do with Hindu nationalism. So trying to give the names, because the names were changed by the Muslims over the years, some of the cities' names. So Bombay, of course, is not, that's a British, I guess, pronunciation, but this one in particular. So Bombay is originally the place of Mamba Devi, or Amba Devi, also she's called. So now, today it's called Mumbai. So it's back to the idea that this is the place of Mamba Devi. So she's one of the forms of Goddess Durga. Durga is the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srishti Stiti Palaya Sadhana Shakti Rika Chayeva Yasya Purvanani Vibharti Durga Ichana Rupamapi Yasya Chachishtate Sa Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Vajami. This verse from the Brahma Samhita says that Durga is the agency, sadhana, srishti stiti palaya sadhana shakti. The word sadhana means agency or agent. We of course have our sadhana, so the idea is through the agency of our sadhana we attain sadhya. Sadhya means the goal, what we want to attain. So she's the agency for srishti, stiti, and pralaya, which means creation, maintenance, and destruction. Of course, we usually think of Brahma, Vishnu, and Maheshwar as the persons involved with that. But apparently, behind it all, the material energy itself, of course, is Maya Devi, or Durga Devi. Chayeva yasya bhuvanani vibharti durga. So she is like chaya. I've spoken on this, I've often used this verse to explain this, that she moves according to Krishna's desire, ichana rupam. Of course, this actually, the icha means desire here. I mean, she fulfills the desires of the living entities. But she also moves according to Krishna's desire, like a shadow. So that's kind of twisting the meaning of the verse a little bit, because the verse, the chaya mentioned in this verse, a shadow here, as Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur translates this, the shadow of the chit potency, he says. She is the shadow of the chit potency. So of course Krishna has three main potencies, Sat Chit and Ananda. Sat Chit Ananda Vigraha, his form is composed of these potencies. So in his commentary on this verse, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, actually I was thinking of reading it, maybe it's a good idea to read Srila Bhaktisiddhanta once in a while. So we'll read his purport to this verse from the Brahma Samhita. There's always, especially something at the end that I want to mention in context of this, the shadow of the chit potency, of what this means exactly. I'm not exactly sure, but we can get some idea of it, possibly. So this is his translation to this verse, Srishti Stiti Pralaya Sadhana Shakti Rika. This is text number 544 of Brahma Samhita. The external potency Maya, who is of the nature of the shadow of the chit potency, is worshipped by all people as Durga, the creating, preserving, and destroying agency of this mundane world. I adore the primeval Lord Govinda, in accordance with whose will Durga conducts herself. Actually, this does mention that the itch, the desire here is Krishna's desire, that she acts according to Krishna's desire. So a purport, the aforementioned presiding deity of Devidam is being described. Now this refers to the previous verse. The previous verse has Golokanami Nijadami Talaya Tasya Devi Mahesha Haridhama Suteshu Teshu. So Krishna has his abode, Golokanami Nijadami. Nijadami means his own abode, is called Goloka. And there are other abodes, Devi, Mahesha, Haridham. So those are the three main categories of dhams or abodes for the living entities. So Devi Dham means this material world. And Mahesh Dham means In between the material and spiritual world, presided over by Lord Shiva, and then Haridam, of course, that means Vaikuntha and all the different aspects of Vaikuntha, and then ultimately Goloka Dham. So Devi Dham is presided over by Durga. So that's why this mentions it. The aforementioned presiding deity of Devi Dham is being described. The world in which Brahma takes his stand and hymns the Lord of Goloka, hymns means offers hymns to, is Devi Dham, consisting of the 14 worlds, and Durga is its presiding deity. She is 10-armed, representing the 10-fold fruitive activities. I don't know what those are. She rides on a lion, representing her heroic prowess. She tramples down Mahishasura, representing the subduer of vices. She is the mother of two sons, Kartikeya and Ganesh, representing beauty and success. She is placed between Lakshmi and Saraswati, representing mundane opulence and mundane knowledge. I thought this was interesting, that Lakshmi represents mundane opulence and Saraswati mundane knowledge. She is armed with 20 weapons, representing the various pious activities enjoined by the Vedas for suppression of vices. She holds the snake, representing the beauty of destructive time. She is Durga, possessing all these manifold forms. Durga is possessed of Durga, which means a prison house. When Jiva is begotten of the marginal potency, Tatastha Shakti, forget the service of Krishna, they are confined in the mundane prison house, the citadel of Durga. The wheel of karma is the instrument of punishment at this place. The work of purifying these penalized jivas is the duty devolved upon Durga. She is incessantly engaged in discharging the same by the will of Govinda. When, luckily, the forgetfulness of Govinda on the part of the imprisoned jivas is remarked by them by coming in contact with self-realized souls, and their natural aptitude for the loving service of Krishna is aroused, Durga herself then becomes the agency of their deliverance by the will of Govinda. So it behooves everybody to obtain the guileless grace of Durga, the mistress of this prison house, by propitiating her with the selfless service of Krishna. I would say sometimes devotees joke that well, we're supposed to worship the devotees of Krishna, so I'm worshiping Maya. She's a devotee of Krishna. So I'm taking shelter of Maya. So there is a way to do that, actually. Take shelter of Maya. There's a proper way to do it. The boons received from Durga in the shape of wealth, property, recovery from illness of wife and sons should be realized as the deluding kindness of Durga. Deluding kindness of Durga. The mundane physical jubilations of Dasha Mahavidya, the 10 goddesses or forms of Durga, of course literally that means 10 great knowledge or kinds of knowledge, are elaborated for the delusion of the fettered souls of this world. So they're called Mahavidya, but they're actually delusion. Jada Vidya Dato Maya Vaibhav Tomari Jatani, what is that? Bhaktivinoda Thakur says your vidya, mundane vidya, jada vidya. Jada means dull or material. So jada vidya is maya vaibhav. It's a potency of maya, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. So Bhaktisiddhanta continues, Jiva is a spiritual atomic part of Krishna. When he forgets his service of Krishna, he is at once deflected by the attracting power of Maya in this world, who throws him into the whirlpool of mundane fruitive activity, karma, by confining him in a gross body constituted by the 5 material elements, their 5 attributes and 11 senses, resembling the garb of a prisoner. So this is how the prisoner is dressed in this world, with the gross body and the subtle body and senses and so on. this whirlpool, Jiva has experience of happiness and miseries, heaven and hell. Besides this, there is a subtle body consisting of the mind, intelligence, and ego inside the gross body. By means of the subtle body, the jiva forsakes one gross body and takes recourse to another. The jiva cannot get rid of the subtle body full of meshes and evil desires unless and until he is liberated. On getting rid of the subtle body, he bathes in the viraja and goes up to Haridana. Viraja, of course, is the river between the material and spiritual world. On getting rid of the subtle body, bathes in the viraja and goes up to Haridana. Such are the duties performed by Durga in accordance with the will of Govinda. In the Bhagavat Shloka, Vilajyamanaya Dhurdhiya, the relationship between Durga and the conditioned souls has been described. So there's a little bit more, but let me just, since he mentions this verse, which is mentioned here is from the Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, fifth chapter, text number 13. Vilajyamanaya yasya statum iksha pate nuya vimohita vikattante manaham iti durdhiya. The illusory energy of the Lord cannot take precedence, being ashamed of her position. But those who are bewildered by her always talk nonsense, being absorbed in thoughts of it is I and it is mine. So this is one of the main characteristics of one who is deluded by Maya. They always talk nonsense. And the essence of their nonsense that they speak, actually in the word-for-word translation, Prabhupada translates iti. Iti usually means said. Here, or said thus. And here Prabhupada translates it as thus vituperating. A word we don't hear too often. So they speak thus, and what do they speak? It is mine, and it is I. I am this body, and these things belong to me. So this is the inconceivably powerful deluding energy of the personality of Godhead, or the third energy, Prabhupada describes it here in the purport. The third energy, representing nations, can bewilder the entire world of animation. But still, she is not strong enough to be able to stand in front of the Supreme Lord. This also in the, when Vyasadeva is meditating, this is described in the first canto, the first volume, chapter 5, where it said, Bhakti Yogena Manasi, Vyasadeva was given instruction by Narada, and he began his meditation. Bhakti Yogena Manasi, in Bhakti Yoga, her meditation was a Bhakti Yoga meditation. Samyak Pranite Mele, completely pure consciousness. Apasyat Purusham Purnam, he saw before him the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Purusham Purnam. And Mayam Chatur Apashrayam, he also saw Maya. And Maya was said to be sheltered by him, under his control. As it's described also, she's ashamed, sometimes it says, she's ashamed to stand near him. So this is, of course, her humility, because she's his servant. So going back to this, finishing up this purport here, just this last section, it says, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, Durga worshipped by the people of this mundane world is the Durga described above. But the spiritual Durga, mentioned in the mantra, who is the outer covering of the spiritual realm of the Supreme Lord. So I thought this was interesting. So this is Durga. She has a spiritual counterpart, or she's the original. The original Durga is the outer covering of the spiritual world. So she protects. Again, we have this idea of a fort. So she's like a fort for protecting the spiritual world. She is the eternal maidservant of Krishna and is therefore the transcendental reality whose shadow, the Durga of this world, functions in this mundane world as her maidservant. So the Durga of this world is the maidservant of the Durga of the spiritual world, which is the covering of the spiritual world. So this is, we're talking about Durga, she's Shakti. And as Prabhupada points out here, those who worship Durga, they're called Shaktas. But as we can understand here, it's implied somewhat, we can also worship Durga if we understand her properly. And we are also Shaktas. We're Vaishnavas, but certainly we're Shaktas because we worship Srimati Radharani. She's the original Shakti of Krishna. She's the Ladini Shakti. Ladini is the pleasure potency of Krishna. In fact, our philosophy is that you can't worship Krishna directly. We have to be Shaktas. Of course, not Shaktas in the way it's generally understood. But we have to be Shaktas. We have to approach Krishna through his energy, through his representatives. Radhananam Sarveshanam Vishnuarabhanam Param Tasmat Parataram Devi Tadiyanam Samarchanam. This verse, it says, the greatest worship is the worship of Vishnu, and greater than that is the worship of those who are connected with Krishna, with Vishnu. This verse is spoken by Lord Shiva to Parvati, who of course is Shakti herself. So Srimati Radharani is our way to approach Krishna. When we have Sitaram, Lakshmi Narayan, Radha Krishna, always Krishna and his potency are worshipped together. And when we chant Hare Krishna, we chant Hare first. First we approach Srimati Radharani. In Vrindavan, even especially you see in Vrindavan, there are more devotees of Radharani than Krishna. Hey Radhe, they say always. Radhe, Radhe. There's one Baba who all around Vrindavan, he's written Radha's name everywhere you go, everywhere. Radha's there. Her mercy pervades Vrindavan down. So we're also Shaktas in this sense. Now we, of course, we also understand Maya Devi, her position, she's not like the devil. In Christian theology, we have the idea that the devil is there forcing you to be bad. And the devil is a competitor to God. But God doesn't have any competitors, really. People may think they are, but he has no competition. And Maya Devi, she's not antagonistic to Krishna. That's the difference. Satan is antagonistic to God. Maya Devi is not antagonistic to Krishna. She's fully surrendered to Krishna. So whatever she does under his order. She's actually another meaning of the word Maya. Maya means energy, but it means mercy. Prabhupada says, one translation of the word Maya is mercy. Because Krishna's energy is nothing but mercy. Krishna can only give out mercy. He can only give out love. So even what Maya does to us in this world, it's all done out of love. It's done out of Krishna's love. She's a manifestation of Krishna's love. Everything is a manifestation of Krishna's love. So she's also a manifestation of Krishna's love. And though she's trying to reform us, she's doing her duty to reform us. So we see her in that way. We don't have bad feelings towards her. We see her as the servant of Krishna. And of course, so as the energy of Krishna, we have that respect for her. We can worship her even. In her form as Katyayani, who's also a form of Durga Devi. She's, of course, the gopis pray to her to have Krishna as their husband. So we approach her in that way. We have that example among devotees. And then again, the ultimate energy of the Supreme Lord that we approach is Srimati Radharani, and we must do that. So in this sense, it can also be said that we're Shaktas, worshipping the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead for the purpose of getting his mercy through that merciful energy of the Lord. So verse verse again, iti prabhashyatam devi maya bhagavati bhuvi bahunama niketeshu bahunama babhuvaha. After speaking to Kamsa in this way, the goddess Durga, Yoga Maya, appeared in different places, such as Varanasi, and became celebrated by different names, such as Annapurna, Durga, Kali, and Bhadra. Any questions? You're looking for the microphone? Questions or comments? You're pointing. Oh, that's the microphone. Oh, I see. Prangavindapur?
It's a very nice class, Prabhu. I always like your analytically break down things. Very nice. I was reading Sanatana Goswami's Tipani, Dasami Tipani, that Prabhupada says one, if Srila Prabhupada says, if one want to understand the depth, inner meaning of each pastime, must read this. That's how Prabhupada put it in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, by the mercy of Sri Pada Radha Govinda Maharaj, I gathered that books and was reading. And he gives every pastime, every sloka almost, he gives what's the sadhaka's mentality. What should be my mentality from this chapter, this part? He says, there is a two Shraddha. In 17th chapter Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna speak about the Shraddha Troy Vibhag Yoga. This is a yoga of the three divisions of Shraddha. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives, this is not the Shraddha actually talking of the original inheritance nature of the constitutional soul's concomitant factor. It is talking about the after contamination, the desire to not to serve and contamination, the three division of Shraddha. So there he says, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes that Samane Bhikshe Purusha Nimagna, those verses are giving that the conditioned soul, if they see Paramatma, their all suffering is finished, they become happy. Just by seeing Paramatma. And Bhagavan is higher than that. So did Kamsa see Paramatma? No, he saw Bhagavan. How can he be suffering? That question Sanatana Goswami Pad put. That by seeing Paramatma within the heart, if all the distress is gone, soko, moha, bhaya, apaha, all these three things, lamentation for past, fear for future, and moha for or illusion for now is gone, then how can Kamsa is suffering? So that question he put in. He says, because the nirgun shraddha, that inheritance nature of the soul is pure love, just like Krishna, is not revived, there was no sambandha gyan Kamsa had. So he gives that Maya has a three form, avidya, vidya, pradhan. Then functional form is Joni, or however you translate Joni, and Pishachi, witches. So this, through avidya, through this Abharanatmika and Prakashatmika, throwing back and covering potency, she does this. But Kamsa did not get purified. Therefore, even meeting Krishna, he could not be satisfied. So devotee of Mahaprabhu must re-establish his dormant love by establishing the sambandha gyan. What is Maya Tattva? What is Jiva Tattva? What is Vishnu Tattva or Krishna Tattva? Otherwise, meeting Krishna is not our goal, but to revive our dormant love, which Kamsa did not have. Therefore, he met Krishna, but he did not relish, rather suffer.
Madam Mohan?
A question. In the verse it says Yoga Maya and then Durga. So generally in our way that we've been thinking for a long time, we call her Mahamaya. We don't call her Yoga Maya Durga. We call her Yoga Maya, we think of in the spiritual world, and Mahamaya in the material world. That's a general way that we thought. So here, how it specifically says Yoga Maya Durga. So could you help me with that?
Well, I think it's just the way we've come to speak in ISKCON. We want to make a distinction, so when we talk about the Maya, whose favorable, you can say, spiritual Maya energy, we call her Yoga Maya. And when she's acting in this world, we call her Mahamaya. But in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says Yoga Maya Samavritta. He says that the living entities are covered by my deluding potency, Yoga Maya. So Krishna uses the word Yoga Maya to also mean what we would call Mahamaya. So the words can be used in different ways. Of course, the nice way to think, of course, yoga, what does yoga mean? Yoga means to connect. So the Maya who connects us to Krishna, we would tend to think that's Yoga Maya. So that's why we call her that. But it seems like Yoga Maya is also used, just as it is here. In fact, the word in the Sanskrit to this verse, it just says Maya. The Prabhupada translates it as Yoga Maya. He also says, according to the living entity's desire, Yoga Maya, or Maya, the goddess Durga, gives him a particular type of body. So the Maya who's giving us bodies, that's who we would usually call Mahamaya, but Prabhupada refers to her as Yoga Maya here. So it seems like...
It used to be that, just a general way I remembered it, was that Mahamaya has the throwing covering, and Yoga Maya either reveals Krishna or hides Krishna from you. And then once you don't see Krishna, then the Mahamaya throws you and covers you.
I've never heard that explanation. Mahamaya has two potencies, Avaranatmaka Shakti and Prakshepatmaka Shakti. Both of those are Mahamaya's Shaktis. Of course, ultimately, that comes from Yogamaya. She's an expansion of her, but as she acts in the material world, she uses these two potencies. The same personality, Durga, uses those in this material world.
Apashyat Purusha Krishna. There, you said, you can say Vyasadeva because he compiled it. Vyasadeva says Maya separately. But Krishna always says, without my prakritim sam adhisthaya, sambhavami atma mayaya. Without my Maya, I never reveal. So how can Vyasadeva see without Yogamaya? Because Yogamaya manifesting the form, so as they purposely Maya separately mention. This is the understanding. So if we go to Brihad Bhagavatamrita, we find the story of this Gop Kumar. The Gop Kumar went to the Kamrup Kamakha, is one of the Kali's place also Prabhupada mentioned, where her vagina fell. 52 places her body was cut, so 52 Shakta places. Anyway, so Brihad Bhagavatamrita says that when the inner perception of the soul awakening towards the loving service, same Shakti manifests as a Yogamaya. When the inner perception, inner inclination wants to enjoy separately and independently away from God, then it is Mahamaya. It's the same Shakti, because Chaya Bajasya is a shadow potency. Here a good analogy Sanatana Goswami Pad gives. I'm sorry, I'm taking a little time. But Sanatana Goswami Pad gives analogy that when Kamsa heard this news, before that it was Susupti. Was it Nishite Tama Adbhute Jayamane Janardane, all these verses last chapter or previous chapter we read. Nishite, it was a Susupti, deep sleep that nobody had any clue what was going on. But it was all the heavenly creature, heavenly demigods, they are having a big festival. How can nobody hears it? Oh, Prabhupada translates the rumble sound of the ocean, rain. So everybody was such a deep sleep, nobody had any clue that God actually appeared. Yet the demigod, they had a big party festival going on, and they throw so much flour. And then in the jail, there is a, very confidential discussion between parents and the Lord Krishna. Everything going on. But when he woke up from deep sleep, Susupti, to awaken by the crying, so then Sanatana Goswami Pad says that when somebody embraced Krishna in the heart, like Vasudev did, and want to go to Brajadhan, that is the perfect sadhan, what Vasudev was explaining. But when he coming back to the jail, that he entered in the jail, as he entered in the jail, then he placed this to Devaki's lap. Then Devaki was holding with two hands, And then all of a sudden that same baby started crying, roaring like anything. Not roaring, how do you say? Loudly crying. And then when the news came to Kongso, Kongso comes back. Then Kongso even comes to a point where there was some dialogue. Prabhupada gave, there is a three, was a Sama, Dhamma, and I think few sloka before. So then Kongso with his left hand grabbed the devotee's right hand to move, and then grabbed these lotus feet of this baby, and then as he tried to smash, then the baby's feet kicked Kongso's forehead. So Sanatana Goswami Pada says, even the Maya Devi, they cannot see unless they get a kick from the Maya. So when Kongso got kicked, then he sat down because he was very shocked. He thought everything was under his grip, but he could not get it. That time, he fell, sat down with his hand smashing on his forehead. What is happening? What is happening? He lost his eyesight for a moment. And then all of a sudden, beautiful divine music going on, Chanaro, just like Prabhupada translated, Chanaro Mustika, Charano, and then all the Gandharvas are there worshipping the Kali or Durga. And then he looked it up, and then he realized this is his divine mother. So then at that time, so question is, when was the Jogomaya from Vasudev Devaki's hand to Mahamaya, to Kongso's hand? When? It was the perception of Kongso causes the Mahamaya to appear. And that Vasudeva and Devaki had the Jogamaya with them. But when it is changed, it is inconceivable. Intelligence of a Pran Govinda Das will never get it.
Alright. Time's up. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.